People that guard peros, they guard fruit, they are allowed to eat from the fruit while they are guarding the fruit. This is hilchos medina, meaning this is a minhag that people allow the guardsman to eat from the fruit while he was guarding it, but this is not minat Torah. The Torah does not allow a guardsman to eat from the produce that he is guarding, and the Torah only allows a poel, somebody who is actually doing work, to eat from the produce while he is working. But since there is a hilchos medina, a minhag, to allow the shomer to eat from the fruit, so if somebody hires a shomer, even though he did not specify that he can eat from the fruit, the shomer would be allowed to eat from the fruit. But this is only if he is guarding fruit that has already been picked. But if he is guarding an orchard and the fruit is still on the trees, he cannot eat from the fruit while he is guarding them. Arba shomrin hein. There are four types of shomrin, people that guard something. Shomer chinam v'hashoel nosei sachar v'hasuchar. Shomer chinam is somebody who is guarding without receiving pay. A shoel is somebody who is borrowing something. A nosei sachar is a guardsman who is receiving pay. And a sochar is somebody who is renting an object. Shomer chinam nishba alakol. A shomer chinam has to take a shvua no matter what happened, whether the thing he was watching was stolen or lost, or some other occurrence happened to it that caused it to be destroyed, he would take a shvua that he watched it properly, and he would be putter from paying the owner the value of the object that he was watching. And since he is not receiving pay, he is not mechuyev to pay for any occurrence that happened to the object unless he was posheh, unless he was at fault, as he did not watch it properly. Only in that instance would he be mechuyev to pay. V'hashoel mishalem efakol. Somebody who borrows an object has to pay no matter what happens, even if it's an ones, even if it was total unavoidable occurrence that caused the object to be destroyed, the shoel would still have to pay the owner, since the shoel kohana shalo. He is the one that is benefiting here, and the owner of the object is not receiving any benefit from the shoel, so the shoel has to pay even for an ones. Benose sachar v'hasocher nishpon ha'ashvura v'ashvuya v'alhamesa u'mishalmen et ha'aveda v'et ha'gneva. And somebody who is guarding something and receiving pay for guarding it, and somebody who is renting something, then the din is that they have to take a shvua if it is broken or captured, or if it's an animal and it died, they would have to take a shvua that they were not poshed, that they were not at fault, and that they watched it properly. As this is an ones that it broke and was captured or died, and a nosei sachar and a sochar is putter for an ones, but they would have to pay for gneva ba'aveda if it is stolen or lost, even though they weren't totally at fault. In this case, they still have to pay. As a nosei sachar and a sochar, they have some hana, they have some benefit from guarding it, as they have the use of the object in the case of the socher, and in the case of the nosei socher, he is receiving pay, so therefore they have to pay for gneva v'aveda. But for an ones, if it's an unavoidable occurrence, then they would be putter from paying the owner. They would take a shvur, they washed it properly, and they would be putter. Masechet Bamitzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. Ze'ev echad eina ones, shnei ze'evim ones. We saw in the previous Mishnah that a nosei socher and a socher, somebody who is being paid to guard something and somebody who is renting something, they are putter if there is an ones, if an unavoidable occurrence happens to the object that they are guarding, they would be putter from paying. But if it is not an ones, if it was avoidable, then they would be chayv. And this Mishnah will speak out some of the cases that are considered an ones. The Mishnah says, if one wolf attacks the animal they are guarding and kills the animal, this would not be considered an ones, and they would have to pay, as one person who is guarding could have fended off one wolf. But if two wolves attack and kill the animal they are guarding, this would be considered an ones, as one person cannot fend off two wolves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shas mishlachas ze'evim av ze'ev echad ones. Rabbi Yehuda says, at a time that the wolves are running wild, then even if only one wolf attacked, this would be considered an ones if the wolf killed the animal, as at a time that the wolves are running wild, the wolves are much more ruthless, and even one wolf is very difficult to fend off. Snake klovim einam ones. If two dogs attack and kill the animal that they are guarding, this would not be considered an ones, and they would have to pay. Yadua habavli omer mishum Rabbi Meir meruach achas eino ones mishtei ruchos ones. Yadua habavli says in the name of Rabbi Meir, if the two dogs attack from one direction, this is not an ones, but if the two dogs attacked from two different directions, this is extremely difficult to fend off, and therefore, if the dogs kill the animal they are guarding, this is an ones, and they are putter from paying. Halistim hareza ones. An armed bandit that attacks and takes the animal or kills it, this would be considered an ones, as even if the person who is guarding it is armed himself, still, it's an ones. As a bandit who is armed, is ready to kill or be killed, and the person who is guarding it is not mechuyev to give up his life to fend off this bandit. Ha'ari v'hado v'hanamer v'habardalis v'hanachash hareza ones. If a lion, bear, tiger, leopard, or snake attacks and kills the animal, this would be considered an ones, and he would be putter from paying. Amasai bizman shabo me'alim. When do we say that these wild animals, if they kill the animal they are guarding, is considered an ones? If the animals attack where the person who is guarding them is watching the animal. Avim holichon lamakum do they chayav alistim ena ones. But if the nosi sachar or sochar brings the animal that he is guarding to a place where there are chayas, wild animals, and listim, and there are bandits, and over there the animals attacked or the bandit attacked, this would not be considered an ones, as this is not an unavoidable occurrence. He should not have brought the animal to a place where there are chayos and listim.